Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello there, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
And today is a lovely Thursday where we are
together. It is lovely
together.
Indeed. And it's really Thursday.
It surely is. As we are recording this, it is a Thursday.
We're fine. It's all good.
Everything's fine.
Yep, that's good. Yeah. It's good. So, Jessica. Mm-hmm. You just went to Africa.
Sure did.
You sure did, to Rwanda, mm-hmm. with your nonprofit, Come Away Missions. You took a new team,
yes,
right, from a new church that has not been involved before, or at least not taking trips before. Mm-hmm. So tell us all the things. Tell us what happened, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the pretty.
Wow. Hmm. Well, in the morning, it started out ugly. Because I looked ugly. And then I put some makeup on and I looked a little bit prettier.
Okay, I'm going to need you to stop being mean to my friend.
That's right. She's not ugly.
I'm just kidding. So, yes, it was a new team from Crossover from Spokane, Washington, and they were absolutely amazing. It was a huge team. We have not taken such a large team since before COVID. So,
how many?
There was 13.
13.
Okay. There was supposed to be 15, but two had to cancel out closer to time to leaving, which was really sad. But 13, and most of them were from Crossover Church, but we also had two other churches that tagged along as well. So my friend Erin from her church in Sonoya, which is right outside Atlanta.
That's where I got engaged. Just throwing that in
such
there.
Such a romantic little town it is. And then Ryan and his son, Caleb. So it was just a great little smorgasbord of people.
Yes.
Oof. Yes, I said smorgasbord.
I liked it.
I like when you
I'm
say
I'm here
that.
For it.
You're welcome. But yeah, so God really, truly moved. It was a lot of people's first time on mission and just meshing well together as a team that didn't know each other. Was really beautiful to watch the unity happen. It was a little bumpy at first, just learning the culture and the how to teach while over there, because as y'all know, it's very story-based in Rwanda, especially in the villages, because of the education level. And also, I mean, let's be real. Like, that's what God called us to, is testimony. And so sharing your testimony and sharing your life and using scripture and steps to teach is really a beautiful way of getting the point across and sharing Jesus's love. So the team was absolutely great. We stayed unified and a lot of really cool things happened. So I'll just mention like one or two things because this is a spill the tea and not a whole episode. So we don't have forever.
Okay.
So I would say one of the first things that was really beautiful is we had our first church service. We've had a service that y'all were a part of while in Rwanda, but we actually had our first church service. And so a lot
at
of people...
At the City on a Hill.
At the City on a Hill project. And
Which is,
yes, where we are building a medical clinic and a church. And so the church should be built by July for our July team.
I'm so excited.
But the medical clinic, the bottom half is underneath the church. And so we were able to have a service there. And it was just really beautiful to hear the history and God's glory just revealed, and just to hear the people that came from out of town and have watched John pray and have seen the growth. And it just was really beautiful. And to see the church, Crossover Church, to be a part of that, they were like, this is a huge moment. And I was like, it really is. And so that whole day was just, I was just in awe of Jesus and what he's doing, because a lot of times, as we know in general, when God calls you to something, sometimes it takes a long time and it's not in our timing, but God's. And so in those moments when I get to stand on that land or be in a worship service or whatever's happening, just to sit and ponder and remember God's goodness and what he's doing. So that was one of my favorite moments to be there, and to also just to see the church almost built. Like when we were there in July last year, literally there was some concrete, there were some steel poles, but now it is two stories already. Like,
oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And so, yeah, that was just a beautiful moment. And then we don't get a lot of married couples that come all the time together. And we had two married couples that came and taught on marriage. And they had a foot washing ceremony. And it was just like, all I could say, like being in there, they allowed me to come in there and just take pictures and video. And it was just a holy moment watching the husbands and wives praying over each other as they washed each other's feet. And so that was just a really special moment. You know, I think that we can miss those moments in our life that seem, you know, they're just teaching in there. And I could have missed it because there's a lot else going on. But to just see these couples and to see them learning. And in Rwanda, you don't touch. Like, couples don't touch a lot. They don't hold hands. They don't do all of that lovey-dovey stuff. And a lot of, I mean, Americans don't do that. So it was just really sweet to watch that. And yes, it was funny and goofy. But
and it was precious.
It really was so cool. And so that was a really special moment to watch the married couples and just praying over their, that God will continue to move and change generations from their example of serving each other.
When I was looking through those pictures, I saw Samuel's grandparents. Yes. So Samuel is one of our sponsored kids who lives in Gahara, and he, his parents left him and his sibling and his uncles with his grandparents. And so, but I saw his grandmother and his granddaddy who he lives with in those pictures washing each other's feet. And I was like, oh, that makes me so happy just to see that. And like knowing that like we sponsor their grandchild who they live, who he lives with them. And it's just like, I don't know. That's just a cool, it's just cool to know that they did experience that together.
Oh, I agree for sure. Hey friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
I would say one of the other things that was really special is being with my Do Good women. So one of the ministries under Come Away is Do Good Project. Little plug here, go check out dogoodproject.net. We have 25 to 27 artisans that make amazing products, and the money goes back to them for their families or for them to start their own little businesses themselves and help their families. So definitely go check out what they do because it's pretty special.
If I do say so myself.
It is.
Yes.
I will also say it.
But our team, probably more than any other team, really just loved what was happening. And so all of them just wanted to be with the Do Good ladies. We had worship services in there where we were dancing and just worshiping Jesus. And it was very, very special. And so I just absolutely loved those moments where the team was so invested and wanted to come in and be a part of it and sing and dance. And so, yeah, that was just a really, really cool moment, and to see all the products they were doing. And I got to give them little massages again and just spend a lot of time with them because this team rocked it. Yeah. And I was not having to leave a lot. I could really be there and really, you know, build relationships, which sometimes that's hard. It depends on the team and how much I'm needed other places. So, and okay, last thing, safari. Safari was great. I got to see another lion. Praise Jesus. And he was beautiful. He was so majestic.
For those of you who don't know and who have not listened to previous episodes where we've talked about Africa recaps, Jessica saw a lion for the very first time last July.
30-something trips.
Yeah. Literally has been on to Africa 30 times. We need to actually count them one day and see how many it is so we can be accurate when we tell people. But literally, for the first time last summer, she saw a lion.
Yeah.
And
in the safari, that is. Yeah. I'm sure she's seen one, you know, at a zoo.
Well, yeah.
But the safari, it's like rare.
Yeah. Oh, it's very rare.
So I love that you got to see. I told you. I told you before you left. I said, you're going to see a lion. I'm speaking it right now. You're going to see another lion.
And he was closer and he was all the way out, like just chilling. And he was so cute because he was just like, it was raining and he just was like this. Like enjoying. I was like, where is your pride? But I don't know if he got kicked out or what. But he could have been a scary little lion. But yeah, it was super fun. But our team got chased by an elephant and a rhino. So that was really cool. That was fun. Stephanie's like, that's not fun. It was fun.
Got chased by an elephant.
I'm fine with that. And I would have been fine with that.
Yes, it was so cool.
Until they catch up with you and crush that was more the like car.
A, you that think that they like could a, catch up
a
with you?
Crocodile. You just made a
cry. I did. I made a crocodile motion.
They wouldn't be able to like really catch up with you though.
Yeah. No, rhinos can like... Mm-hmm. They can haul it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it was cool for the elephant. I might be a little scared next time if I am being chased by a rhino.
It'll be fun. Let's do it.
She's like, Lord, please. She's
and
like
by looking up, I was talking to Jesus. Not the lamp or anything.
I got you. I got
okay.
You.
We understand. Well, yes. Now, before we end this.
Yes.
I'm going to put this plug in.
Okay.
So I know that churches like to support missions, but we generally think, oh, well, a missionary that goes overseas and lives there. But here's the thing. This is what I love about Come Away Missions, because when you decide to support Come Away Missions as maybe one of your, we'll call it missionaries, it's not just that I get that Jessica's not going over and living there. But she has a pastor over there who is Rwandan himself, who is leading these people well, who has a heart for missions in general.
He's the best.
And he's teaming up with Jessica over here, who gets to take teams over there to help do the things that need to be done, to lead people to Jesus, to get this church built, the medical clinic built, to make a difference in these villages over there in Rwanda and just reach people for Jesus. And so if your church happens to be looking to add a missionary or something like that, I would highly suggest, and I'm just going to say it because I believe in it.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even a part. So it's not like I'm getting any money or anything. And Jessica's not really paying herself either for this nonprofit, but she does this hard work of helping and serving the people of Rwanda. And so I would highly suggest reaching out, maybe go to their website, comeawaymissions.com, right?
Look at you. You got it.
And contact them. And Jessica can just even come to your church and share the mission and what God's doing. And then if you feel led to help and have your church support this missions project and then to build this medical clinic or to help in one of the other areas, get the word out about sponsorship. Yes, there's so many ways to partner.
Yeah.
Go do that.
Yes.
We believe in it.
Yeah, for sure. So. Thank you, Steph.
I appreciate that.
Go do it.
Go right now.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this, guys. Thank you for, I haven't even got to talk to you yet about it. So
I know, I'm like ready to hear. I mean, you were talking about this team being the biggest team you've taken. And I'm thinking, well, our trip in July is going to trump be bigger. That.
I know. And Jonathan's in May is going to be huge too. So it's
That's
crazy.
Awesome.
So
excited.
Well, until next time, guys.
Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.